I'm David Flint, and I'm speaking to you in the series Australians Take Back Your Country. This is a comment on the importance of the American election in Australia. In fact, it's about the most important election for Australia. Since the settlement, we Australians have only known a world led by our kindred powers. First Britain, then the United States. This has come with all the great political and economic advantages our civilization has so bountifully ensured. For us, remote and alone in the South Seas, this American presidential election is absolutely crucial. It will determine nothing less than whether the world will continue to be led by that great and benevolent power, the United States. The alternative future in this election is for the United States to enter upon the deliberate managed decline of both its economy and its armed forces. This, in fact, was the very hallmark of the previous Obama presidency. And the consequence of that will be undoubtedly that the Beijing dictatorship will take America's place as the dominant world power. And any relationship with Beijing will, of course, require both deference and obedience. But in addition, the disorder and continuing insurrection by communist-led factions in the United States, at best tolerated by the Democrats, and now a feature of Democrat-governed cities and states, is sadly likely to continue. As the former First Lady, Michelle Obama, made clear at the Democrat convention, if you think things can possibly get worse, trust me, they can, and they will. And if anyone were naive enough to think that the communists and the anarchists behind Antifa and Black Lives Matter can be turned on and off as if they were an electricity switch, they should undertake an historical study of what Churchill named a bacillus, that is, communism. It's only now that it's dawning on some Democrats that they are losing votes over this. And they also must wonder what will happen when Mr. Biden is exposed in the debates. No wonder Mrs. Pelosi has made it her mission to kill off, for whatever implausible reason she can gather, the debates. It's very clear that managed decline is very much the agenda of Mr. Biden. In 2016, when President Trump promised to revive manufacturing, Mr. Obama said, "What have you got? A magic wand?" He ridiculed him. But Trump reversed so many directions of the decline which the Obama administration had introduced. And now, with a Democrat Party captured by the far left and completely unrelated to the great Democratic presidents, Truman, Kennedy, and Roosevelt, we are in a very different world. Trump's warning is precise and accurate, and it's chilling. And that is, the warning is, Joe Biden's agenda is made in China. My agenda is made in the USA. As an outsider, Trump has proved himself to be the most successful president since Ronald Reagan. Under the banner of Making America Great Again, Trump's program was to return manufacturing to the United States, reduce both taxes and regulation, make energy cheap and abundant, stop unfair trade, and stop intellectual property theft. Appoint judges who are not activists and ensure the allies contributed to their defense and making the armed forces more powerful and not to easily engage in so many land wars as his predecessors did. He did all this. He delivered so much with an enormous obstacle because so few would give him time to do what he had to do. He had a constant onslaught which ranged from criminal breaches of the Foreign Investment Surveillance Act, the attempt to have an almost never-ending coup to reverse the results of the 2016 election, and the lies, libels, deceits, and mendacities daily launched at him by the Democrats' propaganda arm, the American mainstream media. In the face of all this, Trump has demonstrated that he is endowed with the qualities that the great Nelson demonstrated at Trafalgar: superior strategy, innovative tactics, and bold leadership. It's not surprising, then, that he has in abundance a key ingredient totally absent from Biden's campaign: enthusiasm. Trump's supporters give him an enthusiasm which Biden can only dream of. Indeed, in one poll asked by the Democracy Institute whether you are strongly and or very enthusiastically supportive of your choice of candidate, 82% of Trump voters replied yes, and only 40% of Biden voters did so. Without compulsory voting, enthusiasm means the key to getting the vote out. That is why the Democrats want voting by mail, which, without very rigorous controls, is clearly open to fraud. But as a practical matter, the effect of fraud must be limited to the battleground states. And as for the polling, the incidence of the shy Trump supporter who will not reveal voting intentions is surely having a significant effect and will be increased significantly by the amount of violence in the Democrat cities. One of the polls gives them a very close ranking, and the Democrat Institute Sunday Express poll says that Trump is already leading in the background states. We've already seen a magnificent Republican convention where Trump gave, I thought, an excellent speech. In fact, it was just right. It will no doubt drive up his support, and I suspect it will lead him to victory. And accordingly, Australians can then expect to live in a world in which America will still be the dominant power. Take back your country.